That's Daughtry on Nova 103.5 with September. Well, Swakop Munch, you definitely don't have to wait until September. The Family Time Conference taking place on the 23rd and the 24th of March. Lach Leer Inspireer met Greta Witt. I've got Greta on the line. Goeiemorgen, Greta.
I love how you say lach, leer, inspireer. I love it.
Yeah, the Englishman's trying.
Yeah, you're getting it right. You're getting it right. I'm so impressed.
Thanks so much. Okay, so let's have a quick look. On the 23rd, we've got at the NGA Kerk in Swakop. It's a Sunday. It'll be happening from 6 until 7:30. And the theme is Sit die Wawa Woom terug in jou huwelik. I'm assuming that doesn't mean driving fast cars together.
No. Well, it can be that. It can really be that because, I mean, being married is supposed to be a lot of fun. It's supposed to be a great place of unity. So you can drive fast cars if you really want. But no, this night is going to be a night of inspiration and just, you know, practical advice and practical wisdom. I think that marriages, you know, it takes a lot of strain nowadays. Times are hectic. The pressures are a lot. I think the day that we live in, a lot of people don't work on their married lives intentionally. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be married happily, you have to that you decide to do in life. You have to be focused and intentional about it. So it's going to be practical advice. It's such a use. So relate with the practical examples that I give. You're going to think, oh my gosh, you know, I know so many people that's supposed to hear this. Oh my gosh, I wish my mother-in-law was here. She should have heard this. Greta, just stop. Can you please kindly record this? We want to record this and play this to my sister-in-law. So that's going to be a night of, you know, communication, intimacy, you know, realities.
Yeah.
Of being married.
So
it'll be a great night.
I love the way that you say about having to be intentional. And I know it's something that my wife and I often will catch ourselves and we go like, you know what, we're actually just living past each other at the moment because life's just getting in the way. And you have to make that point of saying, right, we need to now focus and, you know, forget about life for a while and just focus on us.
David, you know, I really think, and I know that a lot of people might misunderstand me, but I think if we did married life like we did business, we would have done better. Because in business, we put it as a priority because we think, you know, this is something that I need to do to survive.
Yeah,
I need to focus on my business. I need to focus on my working life. I need to have an outcome like a salary. And this is my livelihood. So I need to be intentional about it. I cannot miss a day because otherwise I will be fired. And if I'm a businesswoman or a businessman, every year I'm going to have a little meeting and say, listen, how did we do last year? And what is coming up this year? How did the market change? How did the client base change? How does the competition look? You know, how did the product change? That's what we're going to do in business. And if we start doing the very same thing in marriage and we say, listen, did we maybe go through something severe this year, like a trauma? Did somebody close to us maybe die? Did we have to move? Did some of our kids leave home? And maybe sometimes good things come along, but it also impacts our marriages. Like maybe you earn a lot more money because you got that promotion at work, but now you have to work longer hours. Or there's an expectation that you have to do client networking for your promotion. So it strains the marriage life, the married life. Or maybe you had another child, which is a blessing, which is great. But I mean, financially, time-wise, routine, stuff in your house, in your household, it's going to change. So I think if we looked at married life and said, listen, can we be as intentional and can we make it as high a priority as my salary and my workplace is, then I think we're going to have different outcomes in our marriages.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. All right, so those tickets are $180 per person for that one. As we said, that's happening on the Sunday evening. And then the following morning, the Monday, from 7 in the morning until 9 at the Atlantic Villa Boutique Conference Center, one for the parents. Nieuwe tye, nieuwe uitdagings verstaan en red jou kind. What parents should, is this for all parents or only with sort of at-risk children?
No, all parents, because all children are at risk.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, with social media and exposure and bullying and, you know, just the normalcies of life, I think all kids need to have better parenting at home. And the challenges are immense. I mean, kids nowadays have so many rights, which is great in some sense. But I think parents sometimes throw that out of the window and say, "Ah, you know what? I'm battling in my parenting. Should I spank? Should I not spank? Should I give them a cell phone? Should I not give them a cell phone? Should they have a TV in the rooms or should they not? Should they be allowed to sleep over and sleep out at friends? Should they not? Greta, I've got a strong-willed child. How do I deal with this? Greta, my child is now in puberty. How do I talk to them about, you know, in nowadays where they are so exposed, so curious, they have Google as a go-to source. How do I speak to my child and be sure that I'm ahead of the world's influence and their friends' influence and Google's influence?" So it's going to be a wide topic, but I think all parents, no matter how old your child is, if we focus on principles in parenting, the have-nots and the haves and the should-nots and the shoulds, if we focus on that, you know, it boils down to basic principles and going back to good, solid principles.
And everything's happening faster and faster now, it seems. You know, things that when I was that age, I didn't even know about. You know, there was completely oblivious to kids now. Yeah, it's happening so quickly.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the influence of media and media on TV and such, you know, the Netflix and the what all those and social media, we have such an immense outbreak, and I call it an outbreak, of bullying in schools. Kids are absolutely traumatized. Kids are victimized. It's terrible. And parents often feel, "Greta, I don't know how to equip my child. I don't know. I don't know how to protect my child." And the other side of the coin, "Greta, I see in my own home that my child, she tends to bully her sister. So I don't even want to know what's happening at school. So how do I raise my child in being a better human being?" And so very important topics. And what a way to start the week. What a way to start the day. I know it's a breakfast. I know it's going to be early, but it's so great if you can get up that Monday morning early and make it to the parents' breakfast. By 9 o'clock, you're going to be out of there and you can start your week and you're going to be so equipped and so inspired.
So tickets for those ones are $250 per person with breakfast included. The Family Time Conference is brought to you by Momentum Short-Term Insurance and tickets are available at webtickets.com.na. But Greta, where can people find more information, not just about the Family Time Conference, but you know, about you and all the other things that you offer as well?
They can go to my website or they can go to my social pages at Instagram and Facebook. That will be the easiest. David, I just want to say to everyone listening this morning, I know that I'm Afrikaans speaking, but my Afrikaans is so makkelijk. Ek praat so makkelijk Afrikaans dat meeste Engelse mense, they just really get me. They say, Greta, weet jy wat, daar was een of twee woordjies wat ek dalk nie verstaan het nie, maar jy praat so lekker, verstaan, ek het precies verstaan wat jy gesê het. So even the English speaking people listening to me now on the radio, you are so welcome. And I'm going to do, you know, a little bit of bilingual talking while I'm hosting. And Namibia, come on. Don't in 2 weeks' time phone me and say, oh, Greta, I missed you in Namibia. You know, I regret that I wasn't there. You know, I hear that it was absolutely great. When are you coming to Namibia again? Not this year, honey. So you better be there.
Take your opportunity while you've got it. Exactly. The Family Time Conference, 23rd and 24th of March. Get your tickets at webtickets.com.na. Greta, thanks so much for chatting to me this morning.
Yeah, thank you, David. And keep going with that.
Yeah, Oppo Ufen. That would be stopping Ufen. What's carrying on?
Axel
Anno Ufen. Anno, dis die woord, daar sê. Okay, dank je, Greta.
Yeah. Yeah, and in Afrikaans, we will say Anouer Wen.
There we go. Thanks so much.
All right, keep well.
Bye.